Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, March 20th, 2022. You have found the embattled, bloodied, punished, but in ways stronger than ever, tip of the spear, promoting truth, justice, and a human future. I'm going to be live here this evening with an incredible four-hour broadcast, not just my own Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., but Sunday Live, normally hosted by Owen Schroyer. I'll be hosting that as well. We have a special guest in studio coming up. I'll tell you a little bit about later. Every time I start the broadcast now, I tend to say, man, I've got to really be good today and try to cover all this because it's so incredibly important. And we're definitely going to be doing that today. But here's the show broadcast headline today that I really think tells you everything you need to know. And when I make a statement like this, I put a lot of calculus and a lot of pieces of information into it that would take days to lay out. I'm going to lay out some of it, but what you need to know is that the Russians are warning that the deep state, the globalist deep state, we'll put the show headline up, it's live, but the globalist deep state may be planning a massive false flag by assassinating U.S. officials, including Joe Biden. Now, when I saw that Russian report, and I noticed that Biden is going to be in Europe for the NATO summit this week starting today, and you add everything else together, I have always believed, and you know this, that they're going to assassinate Biden. It never made sense how they were running a corpse. It never made sense how he would destroy them in the ratings. It never made sense about what would they do before the midterms. But by killing him, just like John Wilkes Booth killed Lincoln, you will then have the, quote, Reconstruction 2.0 or martial law in America, which will also then be blamed on the Russians. So they'll have a domestic crackdown. They've already geared up with January 6th as the cover story. They'll have an international crackdown going after the Russians and others and really hand dictatorial power to the deep state and the Democrats, which they will never relinquish again. The perfect false flag would be the assassination of Biden. Now, for those of you that don't know how World War I started, I'm going to get into it when we come back, but this is a big, big deal. So there's your full show headline that everybody should share, like World War III depends on it, like stopping World War III depends on it, because I don't just say things like this to be a fiction writer. This is a real possibility. Emergency Sunday broadcast. Russia warns deep state may assassinate Biden, trigger massive escalation and war. So, we're talking about a massive escalation in the war. And that's what we're dealing with as a society and as a civilization. And I don't just believe what the Russians say. I know the New World Order's history. I know how British intelligence, that's kind of the key operating system of this, operates. And the minute I saw that this morning, I got chills up and down my spine. And that's when my spirit, or subconscious, whatever you want to call it, is much more powerful than your conscious mind, says, look at this. Because the Russians didn't say they think they're going to try to kill Biden. I'm saying that. They said they got intel that they have plans to kill senior diplomats and U.S. officials. Well, who's more senior than the puppet Biden? And then I saw the other headline on Infowars.com that he's going to Europe for the NATO summit. This is when you get a missile fired or a car bomb, something like that, and then they I'll claim it's some multinational pro-Russia group that's involved in it, and then we're off the races, ladies and gentlemen. We need to pray for Joe Biden's safety. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
March 20th. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours this evening. This is going to be an incredibly important transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, here's where we are. The planets have aligned politically, militarily, economically, and everybody keeps asking the question, how can Biden, who can't finish a sentence, how can Biden, who has under 30% approval ratings, even in cooked polls that are pro-Democrat, means his real approval is about 15%, how can the deep state grab victory from the jaws of defeat? And I've said this over and over again the last year. Assassinate Biden. I'm not calling for assassinating Biden. But the globalists wind up some lunatic, have the security stand down, or detonate a truck bomb, or poison him. There's a million ways to do it. And then blame it on their political enemies, or just say he died in his sleep. Because then that turns him into a victim, and now there's a big funeral, and now they can slip in the next puppets that they want into place. But you talk about dumb, dumber, and even more dumb. If he dies, then you get Kamala Harris, and then after him rolls in the Speaker of the House, and you know who that is, Nancy Pelosi. And these old crypt keepers, these Skeksis, are not going to turn loose of power. So I've really been talking about the danger of them assassinating Biden in the last year. It's the only way it fits so that they can, again, push forward their agenda. And my mother hardly ever gets in my face about something, but when she does, she's always right. And she's been ranting for a good 6 months when I see her that they're going to kill Biden. She just sees it in all the tea leaves. She sees it in the preparation. She sees it all over the place. And my mom and dad are just as smart as I am and have always had a lot of foresight. But I think a lot of you see this as well. I mean, how do they get rid of him? Does he step down? No, he'll never do that. He'll still be seen as evil and corrupt and all the bad things he's done, he'll still get the blame for. But if he's assassinated, they can demonize their political opposition and they can expand wars and they can have the giant police state they've set up as a bear trap close on our leg. And then I saw these big articles today on Infowars.com. Senior advisor to Zelensky invites Biden to Kiev next week. If he's brave, when the commander-in-chief visits Europe for NATO summit next week. Ukrainian official number two under Zelensky invited President Joe Biden to visit Kiev next week amid Russia's ongoing invasion of the country, saying one should not be afraid if you're brave, said Zelensky's chief diplomatic advisor. So, oh, if you're brave, Caesar, you'll go during the Ides of March to the Roman Forum. You'll be safe there. You know what happened to him. Warning, global deep state may be planning assassination of President Biden when he travels to Europe next week. An excellent article that Jamie White and I put together this morning that deals with all of this and gives you some historical examples of what's been going on and unfolding, including how World War I started in 1914 when groups connected to the British Secret Service and the Black Hand subgroup, Serbia's Black Hand, connected to the British Secret Service, assassinated the king of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, which, of course, Germany was the capital of, Archduke Franz Ferdinand. So that's a big deal. All the same parallels of that war. And why are we talking about that? Well, again, Biden's traveling to NATO next week, to Brussels, Belgium, and we've got the Russians warning and saying that they have intercepted and arrested Canadian intelligence operatives high level that tell them that is the next big shoe to drop, that there are plans to assassinate American officials and leaders to be blamed on Russia. Now, would Russia assassinate U.S. leaders? No, that would blow up in their face. Would Russia have a motive to kill U.S. leaders? Absolutely not. They would turn them into the devil overnight. That's the worst possible move. Well, then who has a motive to kill U.S. diplomats? Who has a motive to kill? Well, you know who. The deep state. They have the motive for all of that. And so I see that as them killing two birds with one stone and is a very, very serious concern to me. Let me go ahead and just do this. Let me just go ahead and read this article from Infowars.com, as it covers all the facts. Warning, global deep state may be planning assassination of President Biden when he travels to Europe next week. Russia's warned Zelensky government planning false flag against U.S. government leaders in pretext to expand war. Joe Biden has become a liability for the global deep state, which is why they may try to have him assassinated as a way to accelerate a world war against Russia. Ukraine President Zelensky, chief diplomatic advisor, on Saturday asked Biden to visit the embattled city of Kiev next week during his trip to Brussels, saying in a taunting message, "One should not be afraid to if you are brave," close quote. Inviting a sitting president to an active war zone is probably not the wisest idea. Yeah, anybody asking you to do it wants you to get killed. Coincidentally, this comes amid reports by the Russian military that they have received intelligence of Ukrainian nationalist hardliners planning to target U.S. and Western military installations. The officer spoke about a planned terrorist act in Lvov, the city's Russian language name, against employees and facilities of the diplomatic missions maintained by the U.S. and other Western nations, said Russia's defense minister, Major General Igor. I'm not going to butcher that. What's more, the Ukrainian government is apparently aware of this plot, but is doing nothing to stop it. I'd like to stress that the Kiev regime is fully aware of the plans abroad by nationalists, but is doing nothing to prevent them, he said. The plans being harbored by nationalists. The state and the stage appears to be set to have Biden assassinated during his diplomatic visit to Europe. Such a scenario would echo the prelude to World War I, where Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand's assassination by Serbians, Black Hand terrorists in 1914, was actually orchestrated by British Secret Service. Biden's assassination could potentially be extremely useful to the globalists, not just as a spark for global war, but also alleviate political fallout for Democrats in America. The Democrats are getting dragged down politically because of Biden's terrible polling due to his disastrous, radical domestic and foreign policy positions. Bracing for massive losses in the incoming midterms, Democrats have even been discussing amongst themselves how best to replace Biden before 2024. At this point, the globalist, Biden is now more useful dead than alive, which is a precarious situation for the whole world. However, in a veiled response to Ukraine's request, Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, said Sunday that Biden would not travel to Ukraine during his visit to Brussels. Biden is instead scheduled to appear at NATO's meeting to discuss ongoing deterrence and defense efforts against Russia and the G7 meeting with European leaders. Hopefully his bumbling European visit will go off without a hitch. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully nothing happens to the satanic pedophile version of Dr. Magoo or Mr. Magoo. Here's the big article. Russia warns of false flag attacks on U.S. diplomats. You should go read the article for yourself on Infowars.com. Some good news. Ukraine and Russia close to agreement on critical issues, Turkey says. We'll see if that turns out to be true. NATO should not expand to the east, says top Chinese diplomat, a day after Xi and Biden had talks. Russian defense ministry says over 100 Ukrainian covert op troops and foreign mercenaries eliminated west of Kiev in a huge weapon cache that the West admits was blown up. Excellent article at Zero Hedge by Chris Hedges, also on InfoWars, waltzing towards Armageddon. You need to go read this article. This is very balanced and very accurate. There's another video we're going to be playing coming up with the great Laura Logan knocking it out of the park, explaining what's really going on. That's coming up as well with so much more. Meanwhile, we've got all these former war criminal presidents calling for a big war against Russia. Bush, Clinton, and Obama. We got video of that next segment, and then giant COVID news, economy news, censorship news, and more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Today.
If I tried to go over all the fake war propaganda put out by Zelensky in Ukraine, we would never have enough time on air to play it all or go over it all. And the Russians have lied as well. That's what happens in these type of wars. The Russians lied about invading. The Russians lied about the time of the invasion. They lied about how big the invasion would be. Because you definitely want to lie if you're about to invade somebody. You don't want them to know. So let's make no mistake. The Russians aren't little saints here either. But the way our media says Zelensky and the Ukrainians are saints, when it comes to lying, it's the slickest, most orchestrated thing I've ever seen. Because it's being run by the CIA. And I told you that a month ago. I told you that years ago because it's on record. But now even the CIA was in Yahoo and Bloomberg, as you know, last week, bragging that they helped overthrow the elected Ukrainian government in 2014 and bragging that they've been in a proxy war on the border with Russia, killing Russians ever since. I don't want my government and my country doing covert wars. The CIA has overthrown hundreds of countries. The Russians have overthrown a couple dozen. They tried to compete with us and they couldn't even do it. And what's our government put in? Authoritarian groups. Zelensky just banned 11 opposition parties. He banned all opposition parties. Pro-Russia, anti-Russia, liberal, conservative, Christian, Catholic, banned. He's a dictator. The Nazis banned all parties but their party. And Putin's done a lot of stuff to authoritarian censorship. But compared to Zelensky, well, he can't hold a candle up. And the left's like, yeah, ban everybody. He's so great. And I've got stacks of articles and videos here where they have famous models and famous actors in Eastern Europe. I mean, Zelensky himself is a famous guy that would do drag queen shows and gay bondage shows. I mean, that's why they had him compromised and controlled. Not the first time we've seen this. You've seen him dancing in the leather high heels and leather outfits, shaking his ass. But I got stacks of articles here of well-known Ukrainian actresses posing as pregnant women, posing as dead women. I mean, they don't even care because it's for the rest of the world. And I've got them right here in my stack. So that's insulting to me to hear from CNN and ABC News and to hear from the Democratic Party and the neocons like Mitt Romney, that if you question anything like Laura Logan does or Alex Jones does or Tucker Carlson does or Tulsi Gabbard does, you are a traitor. It's treason to not want war with Russia. What it is insanity and totally mindless. So here's a clip from MSNBC, and they got all these State Department officials and others on there. This is part of the whole piece of how they're the best and their propaganda is the best. Yeah, exactly. So we have a right and a duty to question it. And all my goal here is to just lay everything out the best I can and tell you what I really think's going on. And we got a much better track record in mainstream media, which shouldn't be hard. They try to lie to you. I don't condescend to you like you need me to tell you what to do. I'm going to lay out my best thinking, the best info I've got, lay out the different options and take your calls and have guests on that bring up other options. And we're right 98% of the time or so. So here they are bragging that Zelensky's got the best propaganda.
You also have to figure out a way to tell people about it, right? And I think the way in which this small team of mostly ex television producers who worked with him for years in Ukraine have fashioned the most sophisticated political communications operation I've ever seen in real time. Every single choice they've made has been brilliant and pitch perfect, and they have played it. They understand that in this world we now live in, this very complicated, fragmented media landscape we occupy, that you got to play it high and low. You got to play insurgent and establishment. You got to do the interview with Lester Holt, but you also got to be on TikTok. You got to be everywhere all at once. He's out there speaking English, he's speaking Russian. He's transmitting on Telegram all day long, messages to different audiences. And then this week, we saw him do this global tour for Hearts and Minds, you know, the spring training games in Canada in the British Parliament, and then coming to the big stage of America, and again, with a perfectly executed 16-minute speech with video in the middle of it and a switch to English on the back end, I just don't think I've ever seen anything more masterful at the level of performance. Not just a performance, again, got to be a hero to look like a hero. But, man, he's done he and his team have done an incredible job making the case for their people and using every media tool and understanding the world we now live in terms of media and digital technology, as well as anybody, I think, ever that we've ever seen.
So that's called gushing, and that's them telling you what they're doing and how they're doing it. And, again, the CIA and the news going, yeah, we overthrew their government. Yeah, we're in a war with the Russians. And so does that legitimize what Putin did? No, but you see why he did it. We would do that. I don't want a war. But it's just bull. And then like, oh, look, the Russians can't get their propaganda together. Oh, look, the Russians, you know, their military isn't that powerful. Putin's already said that. He said, we don't want to fight you. They cut their defense spending massively in the last decade. They said, we're not in an arms race with you, but you're not moving weapons on our border. And I got to tell the left out there, the average real liberal is against this war, and every conservative I know is against it as well. And people are so sick of our government and see it as so evil that almost everyone I know is pro-Putin. I mean, just everybody. Liberal, conservative, old, young. So their masterful propaganda has failed. I personally am horrified by this whole thing and think Putin got tricked into a trap, and they're having to admit that. And he's getting generals slaughtered, and it's a setup, and the CIA's jamming their communications, and flooding the zone with high-tech weapons. And so now this is just going to escalate. So this is not good for anybody except the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I got some big clips about the first casualty of war being the truth and about the massive censorship here in America. Now it ties into the huge revelations with Hunter Biden's laptop. That's coming up next segment. And then later, I'm going to show you some of the photos and some of the articles where they admit it's fake. You know, not just the ghost of Kiev being fake, not just Snake Island being fake, not just so much of this being fake, or these Ukrainian militias hiding in hospitals and schools, which they admit they're doing. Those are war crimes right there. But the lying and having the actresses and the actors on record and then admitting that they've got actors out doing it. We're not denying there's a war. We're not denying people are dying. But they are TV producing this and showing old war footage of him from TV shows he was in as if it's real. They are scripting and producing this. You just saw MSNBC say it. And so this is a very dangerous propaganda game that these individuals are running here. So we're going to go to break, come back with all this and more. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We have Alex Stein, the guy with the mega viral rapping videos at city councils, joining us in studio to cover a lot of serious news. He's also a very serious fellow, not just the funny side. Runs the Conspiracy Castle. And I'm going to be hosting third and fourth hour with just jam-packed information as well. Please stay with us. This is listener participation radio. Please help us get past the censors. Share the links to Bandai Video.
It has been noted by many a historian, the first casualty of war is the truth. And the next big casualty isn't even the people that die. No, that invariably follows. But first, there is the crackdown on populations, basic liberty, and speech, and massive censorship. And now, across the world, from the United States to Europe, legislation is being introduced that if you amplify any, quote, pro-Russian information, you can be censored, you can be arrested, you can be imprisoned. And, of course, now Canada's introduced legislation that if you have a thought crime and they think you may have the intent to engage in hate speech online, that you will be censored and arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, the authoritarianism is being carried out by the globalists around the world against humanity. That makes InfoWars.com more important than ever.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. All right, let's drill more into this Russia situation that is a black hole threatening to engulf the entire world economy and all of our speech, as well as one of the big casualties of war is also people's freedoms, not just the truth. But Zelensky, who we're told is the most wonderful person the world has ever seen, when he was not doing leather gay bondage shows or transvestite tranny shows on national Ukrainian television. And my point is, he's come out and said, oh, the Russians, they've hacked computers, and they're probably about to release me in gay porn. It's not real. Why do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger always comes out for the wars and says, screw your freedom, and does all this? pornography with him is in the Getty collection on record. 35mm film, all of it. I made a documentary and did some research on Schwarzenegger. He's about 20 minutes of it. And that stuff's out there, and I've seen it, okay? Now, the point is, they'll put that all over the news, and then his tough guy image is gone if you see Arnold Schwarzenegger sucking men off and all the rest of it. And so, you know, I made a film about that. I talked about it. Schwarzenegger didn't sue me, did he? Because he's blackmailed. And listen, here's the issue. I'm not against Schwarzenegger that he made a bunch of his money when bodybuilding wasn't huge before he made money with Weider on supplements. They helped pioneer that because he made money doing that. I'm not putting him down. I'm not judging him. The point is he's compromised. And it's the same thing with Zelensky. He's compromised. And so everything this guy does is scripted, ladies and gentlemen. Zelensky says World War III assured if negotiations with Russia break down. I didn't just believe Zero Hedge when I saw that. That's in the British and the U.S. news now. He said World War III is going to happen if you don't escalate a war that could cause World War III. Unbelievable information. And then here's some of the photos I showed you. Here's some of the famous models. That's why they hate me talking about crisis actors. Is every event a crisis actor? No. Is every event staged? No. But have there been a lot of cases where the UN got caught in Syria staging chemical attacks that turned out to be fake, confirmed with the kids on TV that were in the video saying they were hired to do it? Yes. Famous actress, famous model dressing up like she's pregnant in one shot and bombed out of a building in another. And you look at these photos, you can see they're fake to begin with. So when the Russians bomb a military base or whatever, they just have these folks go and crawl around the rubble and act like they've been hurt. Because the Russians are not trying to target civilian infrastructure. That's just a fact, because they know it makes them look bad. Now, I want to hit some really, really important news here that deals with all of this and deals with disinformation. And I want to look at what this is doing to the economy and why the globalists are pushing it so hard and what oil barons are making money and what oil companies are losing money in this whole artificial energy crisis, where the UN is now saying, take away beef, take away plentiful chicken, take away fish, take away everything but bugs. You knew it was coming. They told you you'll eat bugs and love it. You'll own nothing and like it. It's now official. The UN and the Democratic Party and Bloomberg News is all saying, and Sky News is all saying, that you cannot have cars, you cannot have beef, and beef is racist. That's all coming up next segment. But let's get to some of these clips talking about disinformation. Here is the New York Times in a big article that got praised by CNN and Reason and everybody else. America has a free speech problem. And it shows an evil drain that is asking questions. It says asking questions is bad. And it's a mind drain. And it goes on to say New York Times deserves free speech, but Alex Jones does not, specifically. They get their speech. They can say whatever they want about Sarah Palin that they knew they were lying about. But if Alex Jones might make a mistake and ever admit it, he's got to be taken off air forever. Oh, the New York Times admits that America has a free speech problem. Oh, the praise from the news. Oh, but here's the New York Post. Spies who lie. The intelligence experts who falsely discredited Hunter Biden's laptop and still won't say sorry? Well, of course not, because the Hunter Biden thing was open and shut from the local store where he left it, never got it. State police had it. Feds had it. Everybody saw it. Everybody had copies of it. And it was him having sex with children. You can't have that. That's used to blackmail Biden and others to control them, just like Zelensky's blackmailed with all of his escapades, reportedly being a nude dancer at a gay bar. So let's go to these clips. Here's the media pundits telling you the laptop didn't exist or was Russian disinfo. And then we have some of the latest developments on that front.
Biden's secret emails.
A really fishy story.
The Post claimed that the emails were found on a laptop computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails
are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Russian disinformation.
Disinformation campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
And here is a flashback, ladies and gentlemen. When Trump brought it up, he was told, you're Russian disinformation. It doesn't exist, even though they always knew it was real. It was always certified as real. The FBI admitted it was real, but it didn't matter. Mainstream media would lie, and then the Internet, the corporate giants, big tech would censor anybody that talked about it.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what.
This is where he's going. The laptop is Russia. Yes.
Gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
Have to be kidding. Here
Mr.
we go
President?
Again with Russia.
And then Hunter got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife and so much more. Here is Fox doing a great job. I don't have time to play the full clip, but we'll add it in post later when we archive this. This is Harris Faulkner knocking it out of the park.
I have a different question. How thick are the thieves of truth? Because I remember another media outlet, and let's go ahead and throw them in as a media outlet and not some just outlier social platform, Twitter. Because remember, they want to put their thumb on the scale about what is factual and what is information and what is disinformation and what is
trending.
Disqualification. All of that. So I guess they think they're journalists. Mm-hmm. So let's just do the mind experiment for just a second and pretend like they're journalists. So how thick are the thieves of truth? Because if you even tweeted, retweeted, talked about tweeting the New York Post true and real story about Hunter Biden, his ties with energy, right, oil companies, and the millions, potentially billions of dollars that were wrapped up in deals with him sitting on energy boards with no prior work experience to do so. In an admission on 60 Minutes, he said, I used my dad's name. So we know the time together.
So we know that they were always compromised, and the corporate media with big tech and the whole system suppressed that news, kept it from the public. The FBI did nothing. The Justice Department did nothing when it's him having sex with his niece on video. And it's him raping women and underage Chinese girls and snorting cocaine off their rear ends and everything else. And I refuse to look at it. I talked to journalists that went through it, but I'm not even sure it's legal to even look at that stuff. So we never opened it. We just went to the sites that blurted it out and showed it. It's all confirmed, and it's unbelievable. Because I've never looked at child porn by, you know, even in an investigation. I'm not looking at it. Thank God I've never seen it. I've never seen all this other stuff that goes on out there either. And I find myself...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Reset Wars
is legit.
Reset Wars has been a great tool in both recapping.
Amazing and eye-opening.
It really dives deeper into yourself and into the bigger picture that doesn't necessarily go across political lines or religious lines, but about all of us as a human species coming together.
I'm a combat veteran, and I mean, that brought me close to God, but what Alex goes through
brought me even closer. I can feel God in my life now. The viruses that Alex talks to you about that are subconsciously programmed into your brain and how to erase those programs and install new.
Reset Wars is a step beyond what you already get in regular InfoWars broadcasts. It's an academic level course that will raise your awareness and help you live a more conscious and self-determined life. If you're on the fence about Reset Wars, it's time to get off the fence. Join Reset Wars today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Thousands of photos of him raping women, raping children, raping his family, taking trophy photos of his niece, smoking crack, his rotten teeth, too lazy to even go get the laptop. And, yeah, this is just some of it right here. Totally compromised by all these foreign governments that have no respect for us. And then we have Jen Psaki and all the rest of them. Absolutely, totally, and completely censoring all their opposition and using big tech to surveil everybody in live time. Look at this headline. America has a free speech problem. New York Times came out with this 2 days ago and calls for silencing people like Alex Jones. That's the press for you in this country today. While the queens of this corruption, like this individual, Jen Psaki, run around and do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and just keep force-feeding us lies and then censoring when we try to stand up and point out they're lying. Don't expect Twitter to provide restitution for censoring Americans off the platform for showing totally legit Hunter Biden laptop stories, including the New York Post, because Congress doesn't act against this level of criminal activity. Senator vows inquiry to Hunter Biden's laptop. Why do you need an inquiry? You know what happened. It's all part of a larger program. So I want to show a short clip from just a few months ago. Myself and Rob Deuce sat through days of the last big Davos conference, and Klaus Schwab, who's the Bilderberg Group head and the head spokesman for the globalists, he's their PR man, he's their hype man. He's up there. He doesn't run it, but he's their hype man. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. And he's talking about how we're going to set the narrative in the world, and we're going to execute that narrative on you, and we're going to control the future. That's why they want us alone and dumbed down and censored, so they can rain down fraud on us and rain down lies on us and rain down you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll eat bugs. And now they're rolling out, I'll show you in a moment, how all we're going to have is bugs under the energy being cut off while they shut off our energy and shut off the Russian energy and shut off everybody else's energy. In fact, let me show you a cartoon for TV viewers before I go to this clip. It's on the front page of Infowars.com. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. It's, again, making fun of a cartoon or making fun of Thanos and the Endgame series, I guess, where they all different have the different rings, and together they combine their powers. I guess Lord of the Rings is another analogy. Captain Planet. And it's with our powers combined, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And it's got Trudeau, the dictator of Canada, saying, I'll shut down your bank account. Hell, I'll put you in jail for 10 years without a trial. I'll shut down your social life. I'll shut down your electric car. I'll shut down your farmlands. And, of course, it's got Zuckerberg, I'll shut down your media, your social media. And all together, Bill Gates, I'll shut down your farmlands. And Biden, I'll destroy your borders, all the rest of it. Well, with our powers combined, you know what happens. Well, here is the James Bond villain in real life laying this out, how they're charting the future, and they don't want any narrative that can challenge that. They've got a neoliberal, sexualize your children, pedophilia, open borders, world government, deep debt, be lazy, smoke weaponized marijuana all day long, while they're positioning you for the collapse of civilization. In their own words, here's what Dr. Evil had to say.
What pleasure to be together again and to design the future. We are here to develop the great narrative, a story for the future. In order to shape the future, you have first to imagine the future. You have to design the future, and then you have to execute. Here, I think the next 2 days, we will look how we imagine, how we design, how we execute the great narratives, how we define the story of our world for the future.
So there's the great reset, the great collapse, the build back better, and the great narrative of the brainwashing. As they create the crisis, they offer the solution. Let's go over a few of the headlines here today. Brits told to work from home 3 days a week and ban cars on Sundays to beat Putin's energy crisis, even though they've already engineered the crisis, the value of the currencies. Now, it's all Putin's fault, but don't worry. Now they're going to have climate energy lockdowns, which they told you they'd do a few years ago. I told you they would do, and now here they're doing it. Elites suggest, they don't suggest, the UN calls for it, price controls, dystopian travel restrictions to manage soaring energy costs, which again will then destroy the infrastructure to even bring it out and drive up prices even higher later. Before the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Russia supplied the world with 1 out of every 10 barrels of crude. Now it's not supplying those, and the International Energy Agency of the UN and a consortium of private banks is telling you they're about to cut your energy off even faster. Globalist agency calls for energy lockdowns, including banning cars on Sundays to achieve climate goals. So what Extinction Rebellion can't get done blocking highways, their big brother will. figure this out yet. I told you the last 2 years, thousands of times, they're going to cut the energy off, start cutting the power off. I perseverated over and over again. Eat lentils instead of meat. Bloomberg News tells peasants earning less than $300,000 a year how to deal with inflation. Stop eating meat. Eat bugs. Wow. Well, got you ready for it, didn't they? Tucker Carlson, America's becoming much poorer due to Washington's driven inflation, but it's okay. Mark Ruffalo, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's a big Davos guy, and Ben Stiller and more stars sign letter protesting Canada's gas pipeline. They've already shut down the Keystone coming into the U.S. that would cut prices by 30% at least. Now they want existing pipelines over 50 years old all shut down, and they're going against the Bank of Canada for runs on banks, so more energy shut down, because they're liberal! They care about you! Continuing, New York Post is, you know, got its own brand of corruption. I talked to a lot of experts, including nutritionists this week. This is pure bull. There's no truth to this. It's actually the opposite. You're less fertile if you don't eat meat. But they're saying if you eat meat, you can't have children. Oh, young people are having heart attacks and strokes after the COVID shot. They claim because they're depressed. And, oh, meat's causing you to be infertile. The sperm, 96% sterile now in the West. Oh, it's that meat they don't want you to eat. Now I see. Yes, it makes you become infertile. Yes, because veganism was obviously a common trend years ago. That's what everybody had, on average, 6-7 kids 50 years ago. Now it's less than 2. Yes, it's all that meat. You know, they ate more meat 60-70 years ago than we eat on average now. Unbelievable levels of BS, my friends. I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the New World Order. I'm funded by you. And nobody else has built an independent media outlet with tens of millions of views at man.video now every day or so, with millions and millions of people tuned in right here every single day, ladies and gentlemen. So I just want to encourage everybody out there to understand that you built InfoWars, and we had to have our own satellites and our own bandwidth and our own servers, and we're serving millions and millions and millions and millions of videos a day and tens of millions of web serve pages a day. And we're not the big global corporations with unlimited money. We are backed by you. And the work we're doing is now more important than it's ever been. So I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We are running the biggest sale in our history right now, because it turns out we have hundreds of items, a lot of it's T-shirts and things like that, that are great shirts, but that I never promoted and I never pushed. More than 20 designs of T-shirts that are limited edition and really cool, and that we need to sell to get funds in here to keep operating. We got a bunch of supplements. We got a bunch of survival gear. We got a lot of great stuff, up to 75% off. That means we're losing money on things like the Save the Frogs flags or some of the Save the Frogs T-shirts that are already popular, but I haven't promoted in a while, so we got to move them out. And Fizzy Magnesium sold out for 8-plus months. It's back in stock. 25% off. So good for your body. So delicious. Vitamin D gummies back in stock. 25% off. We have VasoBeats. Amazing for your cardiovascular, your lungs, your heart, everything. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's 40% off. And we also have a lot of other great products like BioTru Selenium. 40% off. But the big 75% off sale, a big Save the Frogs InfoWars.com shirt, $9.95. A flag, $9.95. These are big flags. These are nice. Please take advantage of this and keep us on air. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.